Welcome. I'm Cliff Hedges. This is Pastor Cliff's Notes. This is a podcast where we're studying the Word of God. We're studying the Bible. Our purpose is to follow Christ. We're looking at the Word of God to see what God tells us and how to be followers of Christ. We are working our way through 1 John. Today is episode 13, and we're looking at a single verse again today. We're looking at 1 John chapter 2, verse 19. Well, let's read the verse. John says, "They went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. However, they went out so that it might be made clear that none of them belongs to us." Well, he's following along the line of thinking that it's the outward actions that speak to truth. It's not just what we say. Those who say they are followers of Christ, but don't actually follow Christ, he says they're liars. The truth is not in them, because what they do doesn't match what they say. He says the truth is how you live your life. So regardless of what you claim. And then the last time we looked at this idea of antichrists, he said there are antichrists. There have already risen up antichrists among us, and we know that even more are coming. And that's how we know it's the end times, because of all the opposition to Christ. And the ones we're dealing with right now are these antichrists. We tried to get a little definition on antichrist. It's those who are in opposition to Christ. Not just people that don't care, don't respond to the gospel, but those who are in active opposition to the gospel, active opposition to Christ. That's who he's referring to here when he says, "They went out from us." These antichrists, the false teachers, the ones who are leading people astray, the ones who have perverted the gospel and are teaching things about Christ that are not true. They're teaching that Jesus was just a man whom at his baptism, the Christ Spirit came upon him, and then he did the ministry of Christ. But then when he was crucified, as he died on the cross, the Christ Spirit left him. And so just the man Jesus was left on the cross. And their teachings go along with the physical is not what's important, because the physical was made by this mean God, and we want to get in touch with the real spiritual God. So their teachings are very unbiblical. Their teachings are very dangerous. Their teachings lead people away from Christ, not to Christ. That's why he calls them antichrist. These are the people he's referring to. Now, apparently, they had been part of the churches. They had been professing Christians. They had been part of what we assume to be the community of Christ. But John says they went out from us. That is, they left. They left the church. They left the doctrine of the church. They left the clear teachings of the church, which is just the clear teachings of the Bible. And they're out doing their own thing now. They're actually actively subverting the gospel. He said, they went out from us, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. Here he's going back to this clear principle that the actions speak to the truth. It's not labels. It's not just what we say. It's how we live and what we do. Because his position is that had these people really been followers of Christ, had these people really been children of God, they wouldn't have done what they did. And the fact that they did it shows that they are not part of us. And he even makes that clear in the second half of the verse, where he says, however, they went out so that it might be made clear that none of them belongs to us. He says it's instructive to us. The fact that they did what they did tells us what the truth is. So what do we do with this? Well, we take on the continued teaching from John that what matters is what we actually do, not just what we say. But also in how we deal with people, how we view people. Be careful about saying how we judge people, because that's kind of a harsh term about judging people, but we do need to make judgments with regard to people. So how do I deal with somebody who has fallen away? say somebody who was seemed to be a part of the body of Christ, seemed to be part of the church, and then they leave, they depart. What do we do with that? And often we say, well, you know, I was there when this person made a profession of faith. I was there when this person came to Christ. I was there when this person was baptized. I was there when they were engaged in ministry. And they were so sincere. What could have happened? Did this person lose their salvation? Well, the teaching of the Bible is clear that no, you don't lose your salvation. That's part of what John is saying here. The proof's in the outcome. It's those who remain in the faith or those who were in the faith to begin with. There can be two different scenarios at play with someone like this, someone who just drifts away. It could be this person is an actual follower of Christ, but for whatever reason, they've fallen into sin, they've gotten distracted by the things of the world, and the world is capturing their heart, and they are what we would call backsliding. That's very different from the person who is actually, they never really were a follower of Christ. And while they stated that they were, and they even by all appearances appeared to be, maybe even appeared to be on fire for Christ, they are really not a follower of Christ. And they're just drifting back into the desires of their own heart. How do we tell the difference between these two? And do we need to tell the difference between these two? Because what is it that both of them need? They both need the gospel. They both need to fall in love with Christ. Well, they both need a correction to their heart condition. It's a different heart condition where one needs to come back to Christ. The other one actually needs to come to Christ to begin with. And we've got to remember, we don't know. We don't know the person's heart. God knows their heart. In 2 Timothy 2:19, Paul wrote to Timothy, "The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness." God knows the true heart condition. God knows whether this person's truly a follower. We don't know, and we can't know. All we can do are see the outward appearances, see the life that this person is living, see the evidence of reality and respond to that. So if somebody falls away from the faith, well, we treat them the same way as if they have denied the faith. They need the gospel. They need to respond to the gospel. I once got sick and went to the doctor, and the prognosis was, well, it's either bronchitis or pneumonia. To verify pneumonia, we will have to do a chest x-ray. However, the treatment is going to be the same. Whether it's bronchitis or pneumonia, we're going to give you this antibiotic. And it's the same antibiotic in the same dose for either diagnosis. So it doesn't really matter whether you have bronchitis or pneumonia because the treatment is the same. Similarly, we don't have to know the true condition of the person's heart. We just see the outward expression of their life and whether this person is just is actually a follower of Christ but just backsliding. This person never was a follower of Christ. What they need is the same thing. They need the gospel. It goes along with church discipline. When someone comes to Christ and we baptize them, what we are saying is it seems to us that this person is one of us now. It seems to us that this person is a follower of Christ, and we baptize them into the faith. Now, did we actually seal their faith? No. Only their true faith in Christ can do that. And only God knows their heart, where they really are a follower of Christ. All we can go by is the outward appearances. And so we respond to that. We say, yes, we think this person is one of us, and we baptize them to celebrate that. What happens then when somebody falls away from the faith who's been part of the community of God's people, part of the church? Well, if we challenge them with the Word of God, we challenge them with the call to return to the faith. And if they refuse to listen to the Word of God, if they refuse to acknowledge the Word of God in their lives, then as the church we say, then we can no longer treat you as one of us because you're acting like you're not one of us. And that's where the church exercises discipline. And the most severe form of discipline is to remove them from the church and say, they are not part of us anymore. Now, it's not a matter of shunning or casting them out into the cold, cruel world. It's just a matter of our view of their status. We can no longer say they're one of us because they're not acting like they're one of us. We don't know their heart, but based on the evidence, we have to remove our endorsement of this person's faith. Only God knows their heart. The Antichrist that John is dealing with is very severe. They're not just falling away from the faith. They're not just falling into sin. These are people who were part of the church and are now actively attacking the clear teachings of the Bible, actively in opposition to the gospel. That's why he uses the strong term antichrists. And he says that what they are doing, how they are living, what they are engaging in is the clear evidence of their heart. And so what they have done has made it clear they never really were part of us. We can't know their hearts. Only God knows their hearts. We can just respond to the reality of what's going on. And whether somebody's drifting, just drifting into sin, just drifting out of habit of being part of the fellowship, our response is to call them back, to challenge them, to reach them, to love them, to bring them back into the fold. But if they deny the faith, if they deny the authority of God in their lives, then all we can do is respond to the reality that they are already living. We can no longer consider them one of us. Well, thanks for joining me as we're traveling through 1 John chapter 2. Join me again next time.